Even Saint Joseph went to purgatory, but the reasons why he went there will blow you away. Now, what I'm about to share with you is the scene from the death of Saint Joseph, as recounted by Venerable Mary of Agreda and revealed to her by Our Lady. The things that you will hear are absolutely incredible. And this moment in history, I would say after the death of Jesus on the cross and his birth, it's right up there. One of the most amazing things that have ever happened to any human. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Listen to this. Already 8 years, Saint Joseph had been exorcised by his infirmities and sufferings, and his noble soul had been purified more and more each day in the crucible of affliction and of divine love. As the time passed, his bodily strength gradually diminished, and he approached the unavoidable end in which the stipend of death is paid by all of us children of Adam. In like manner also increased the care and solicitude of his heavenly spouse, our Queen, assisting and serving him in unbroken punctuality, perceiving in her exalted wisdom that the day and hour for his departure from his cumbrous earth was very near. The loving lady betook herself to her blessed Son and said to him, Lord God Most High, Son of the Eternal Father and Savior of the world, by the divine light, I see the hour approaching which thou hast decreed for the death of thy servant Joseph. I beseech thee, by the ancient mercies and by thy infinite bounty, to assist him in that hour by thy almighty power. Let his death be as precious in thy eyes as the uprightness of his life was pleasing to thee, so that he may depart in peace and in the certain hope of the eternal reward to be given to him on the day in which thou shalt open the gates of heaven for all the faithful. Be mindful, my Son, of the humility and love of thy servant, and of his exceeding great merits and virtues, of the fidelity and solicitude by which this just man has been supported thee, and me, thy humble handmaid, in the sweat of his brow. Our Savior answered, My mother, thy request is pleasing to me, and the merits of Joseph are acceptable in my eyes. I will now assist him and assign him a place among the princes of my people, so high that he will be the adoration of the angels and will cause them and all men to break forth in high praise. With none of the human born shall I do as with thy spouse. The great lady gave thanks to her sweetest Son for this promise, and for 9 days and nights before the death of Saint Joseph, he uninterruptedly enjoyed the company and attendance of Mary, her divine Son. By command of the Lord, the holy angels, 3 times on each of the 9 days, furnished celestial music, mixing their hymns of praise with the benedictions of the sick man. Moreover, their humble but most precious dwelling was filled with the sweetest fragrance and odors, so wonderful that they comforted not only Saint Joseph, but invigorated all the numerous persons who happened to come near the house. One day before he died, being wholly inflamed with divine love on account of these blessings, he was wrapped in an ecstasy which lasted 24 hours. The Lord himself supplied strength for this miraculous intercourse. In this ecstasy, he saw clearly the divine essence and manifested therein all that he had believed by faith, the incomprehensible divinity, the mystery of the incarnation and the redemption, the militant church with all its sacraments and mysteries. The Blessed Trinity commissioned and assigned him as the messenger of our Savior to the holy patriarchs and prophets of Limbo, and commanded him to prepare them for the issuing forth from this bosom of Abraham to eternal rest and happiness. So let me stop there and unpack that. Now, before Jesus died, the church commonly referred to in different ways. First, they would call it either the underworld, or they might use the general word of hell. And there she describes in different regions, a type of hell, a type of purgatory, and something of what we might call limbo, which was subdivided into different regions. So when I say purgatory, I say that in a general sense, but in this sense, he went to a type of purgatory. He was the first to descend there. He went there to prepare them and announce the good news and preparation for their liberation 3 years later, or however many years later that this would happen. All this Most Holy Mary saw reflected in the soul of her divine Son, together with all the other mysteries, just as they had been made known to her beloved spouse. and she offered her sincerest thanks for all this to her Lord. When Saint Joseph issued from this ecstasy, his face shone with wonderful splendor, and his soul was entirely transformed by his vision of the essence of God. He asked his blessed spouse to give him her benediction, but she requested her divine son to bless him in her stead, which he did. Then the great queen of humility, falling on her knees, besought Saint Joseph to bless her as being her husband and head. Without divine impulse, the man of God fulfilled this request for the consolation of his most prudent spouse. She kissed the hand with which he blessed her and asked him to salute the just ones of limbo in her name. The most humble Joseph, sealing his life with an act of self-abasement, asked pardon of his heavenly spouse for all his deficiencies in her service and love, and begged her to grant him her assistance and intercession in this hour of his passing away. The holy man also rendered humblest thanks to her son for all the blessings of his life, and especially for those received during this sickness. The last words which Saint Joseph spoke to his spouse were this: "Blessed art thou among all women, and elect of all the creatures. Let angels and men praise thee. Let all the generations know and praise and exalt thy dignity. And may in thee be known and adored and exalted the name of the Most High through all the coming ages. May he be eternally praised for having created thee so pleasing in his eyes and in the sight of all the blessed spirits. I hope to enjoy thy sight in the heavenly fatherland." Then this man of God, turning toward Christ our Lord in profoundest reverence, wished to kneel before him, but the sweetest Jesus, coming near, received him in his arms, where, reclining his head upon them, Joseph said, "My highest Lord and God, Son of the Eternal Father, Creator and Redeemer of the world, give thy blessing to thy servant and the work of thy hand. Pardon, O most merciful King, the faults which I have committed in thy service and intercourse. I extol and magnify thee and render eternal heartfelt thanks to thee for having, in thy ineffable condescension, chosen me to be the spouse of thy true mother. Let thy greatness and glory be my thanksgiving for all eternity." The Redeemer of the world gave him his benediction, saying, "My Father, rest in peace, and in the grace of my eternal Father and mine, and to the prophets and saints who await thee in limbo, bring the joyful news of the approach of their redemption." At these words of Jesus, reclining in his arms, the most fortunate saint expired, and the Lord himself closed his eyes. At the same time, the multitude of the angels who attended upon their king and queen intoned hymns of praise in loud and harmonious voices. By command of the Lord, they carried his most holy soul to the gathering place of the patriarchs and prophets, where it was immediately recognized by all as clothed in the splendors of incomparable grace, as a putative father and the intimate friend of the Redeemer, worthy of highest veneration. Conformably to the will and mandate of the Lord, his arrival spread unutterable joy in this countless gathering of the saints by the announcement of their speedy rescue. It is necessary to mention that the long sickness and sufferings which preceded the death of Saint Joseph was not the sole cause and occasion of his passing away. For with all his infirmities, he could have extended the term of his life if to them he had not joined the fire of the intense love within his bosom. In order that his death might be more the triumph of his love than the effects of original sin, the Lord suspended the special and miraculous assistance by which his natural forces were enabled to withstand the violence of his love during his lifetime. As soon as the divine assistance was withdrawn, nature was overcome by his love, and the bonds and chains by which this most holy soul was detained in its mortal body were at once dissolved, and the separation of the soul from the body in which death consists took place. So Jesus decided, Saint Joseph will die because I'm going to take away from him what's been protecting him from his own love. Therefore, love was then the real cause of the death of Saint Joseph, as I have said before. His love killed him. That's how much he loved. It literally killed him. This was at the same time the greatest and most glorious of all his infirmities, for in it death is but a sleep of the body and the beginning of real life. We can never venerate Saint Joseph sufficiently. I think we don't even have a clue how much we have venerated. Even after having a year of Saint Joseph, we have not come close to how much we should esteem this glorious saint and how holy he is and how much Jesus and Mary loved him on earth and now in heaven. And he is truly an intercessor and a liberator of the souls in purgatory, beginning in his life and especially now. So if you want to free souls in purgatory, Saint Joseph is your man. He went there first, even before Jesus, to free souls in purgatory. It's like he's the original purgatory soul liberator, if there is such a term. My friends, meditate on these things and love Saint Joseph. This video has helped you in any way. Please subscribe and like and support through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.